because we do offer, in case you miss our community contact interviews and our talk shows for that matter, we post them all at our website, WABF1480.com, so you can listen later. With me now is the Director of Community Affairs for the City of Fairhope, Paige Crawford.
That's right. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning, Paige. How are you?
I'm doing well. How about you?
Great to have you back. You had this position, came on the radio with me quite a bit, and then the last 4 years, your position changed some. Now you're back in your old chair, so to speak.
That's right. With a lot, we're bringing a lot back, so we're excited. You know, a lot has kind of been postponed in the last year, so we're excited to bring these events back to Fairhope and what people are used to, these annual events people are used to attending. So.
Yes, and one of them, which is not as traditional, but over the past few years, it has become very popular. It's not a city event, but you help support it because it helps all of our downtown merchants, and that is Girls Night Out.
Yes, and that is our 7th annual Girls Night Out. The Downtown Fairhope Business Association puts that on, and that'll be tomorrow night. So we just want to let folks know, you know, there's going to be a lot of folks downtown. It's a late night shopping event. It was a sellout, but, you know, they still invite folks to come down. Shops will be open till 8 p.m. Restaurants will have specials going on. So that check-in and everything will be centered around the Fairhope Welcome Center, but it'll kind of be similar to an art walk where people can be out and about until around 8 o'clock. So okay. That'll be going on tomorrow night.
And it's kind of interesting they picked the Thursday before First Friday Art Walk. I hope businesses will reopen again Art Walk.
They will, and they always do it right before Mother's Day, so it can kind of
idea.
A mother daughter or grandmother event that mm-hmm. they can kind of do something fun leading up to Mother's Day.
That makes sense. And then First Friday Art Walk is also not a city event per se, but it's happening all around the city.
Absolutely. Those are continuing each month. We're glad to have those come back as the weather starts warming up and getting nicer outside. A lot of those merchants are excited to open up their doors again and invite folks downtown to shop and listen to live music. So we've had a lot of success with that, you know, in the last couple of months. So mm-hmm. Lots of things going on here in town.
We're open for Art Walk open house as well Friday night, 5:30 to 8:30. We've got a guest author in refreshments. The Art Center's open. Lots of folks downtown open, similar to the Girls Night Out event. And then we're on to also the Fairhope Farmers Market kicked off last month.
It did, and it'll continue from now every Thursday afternoon behind the Fairhope Public Library until July 8th. So we kind of run on a grower season. So we will be there from 3 to 6 every Thursday afternoon. The Fairhope Public Library Youth Services are going to start their little children's programs, I believe, this week. So they do a little activity with the kiddos at 4 p.m. at the market, which is kind of fun. After school, bring everybody out. So we've got a lot of great folks out there behind the Fairhope Public Library that are vendors for our farmers market. So come out and see us.
And that's just a drop by, drop in. You might have herbs, honey, flowers, eggs.
Oh, all kinds of
blueberries. You never know.
Even we've got some ready to eat stuff. If you know, kind of feeling like you don't want to cook supper that night, we've got some great take home options. We've got an Italian guy who's got some nice Italian dishes and some empanadas, hot empanadas that are wonderful. So lots of fun things going on down there too.
Okay, and that's Thursdays 3 until 6 behind the Fairhope Public Library. And you were mentioning before we went on the air the movies in the park are returning. That's a summertime event.
That's one of the events that we partner with the Downtown Fairhope Business Association, and it's a fun little free event open to the public. Those are going to be the second Thursday in June, July, and August, and that's at Fairhopers Community Park. That movie starts at 8 p.m. Unfortunately, we have to push it to 8. You know, it gets dark a lot later in the summertime, so it is a little bit later of a night, but they do free popcorn, free glow-in-the-dark necklaces. I think our first movie is going to be The Trolls World Tour. So that'll be exciting to bring those back.
And the second Thursday of June, July, and August.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
And it's kind of like the Polar Express in the streets. Since it is a little bit late, the kids can wear their pajamas if they want.
That's
spread
right.
out a blanket or a sleeping bag and chairs, and and just enjoy the evening.
That's right.
So. Okay. And next thing you know, it will be the 4th of July. Where's the time going?
I don't know. It's wild.
But I was thrilled to see on the city council agenda, I guess it was last week or the week before, the approval for the fireworks in the budget to buy the fireworks, and we actually have to hire someone because the firework laws have changed.
That is correct, Lori. So they're putting so many stringent laws and regulations on those licensed shooters and crews that are able to do pyrotechnics. So we are, in fact, this year bringing in a company, and it's actually the folks, I believe, that shoot fireworks off in the city of Daphne. So we do have some neighboring municipalities who use the same company, but we're excited. We've got the Baldwin Pops coming back on the Bluff. They're going to spread out a little bit further, but we've talked to Ann Brooks, who is one of their executive directors, and she said they are going to resume practice very soon. So we're excited to have them back and excited to bring this back to Fairhope. So that'll be on the 4th of July. I know we have questions a lot of times, like with this year it falling on a Sunday, it will still be on Sunday, July 4th. So that concert will be at 7:30, and then we'll obviously shoot off fireworks around 9.
Okay. So everybody be warned. Take the next day off and pray for no rain.
That's right.
Sometimes we don't have the best luck with our weather on the 4th of July.
That's right.
You also brought me a pamphlet or a handout, if you will be featured in our power bills. Is that right? Tell us about City Sketches. I know it's been through some changes.
It has been through some changes. Well, we had to renew our printing contract, so we are back in the utility bills. It took a little hiatus so we could renew some of our contracts and go before council and get that all squared away. So it is going to be going out in the May bill, so you should be seeing that in your mailboxes in the next couple of weeks, if not already. So those will be back, and it's at 2 months at a glance. So it'll give you, this one will be for June and July, letting you know any of the city projects we've got going on. We just want to make folks aware of what we're doing here in Fairhope, and we like to communicate to our citizens and let them know about the events and the fun things going on. So that'll be back in everybody's mailboxes here shortly.
That's the City Sketches newsletter, so be looking for that in your power bill. And for those that might not have our power but live close enough to be involved, you can pick up a copy, I'm guessing, at City Hall or the Nick Center.
Yes, all of our city facilities will have those copies available, as well as always on our website under newsletter, and then we post it to Facebook pretty regularly as well. So,
and it's very informative. It's got the name and address of all of our elected officials. It's got information to download the city app, a list of when the public meetings are, and then, like you said, an update on a lot of the projects that we're not going to get into with you as community affairs. You specialize more in the events, but it will tell you about the Church Street drainage project and some other activities. I bet you may have been involved in the staircase project, though. Did you do anything with that? And have any of my folks said, what's up with these brightly painted
stairs?
That's
right. Well, that was actually a project with our Fairhope Junior City Council.
Mm-hmm.
They presented it in a work session to the City Council for approval, and then went back before them for a regular City Council meeting. And we were excited for this, project for them to kind of get brought to fruition, and they did a great job for that, conceptualizing the project, putting the budget together, going into the council for approval. So yes, you will drive down the Bay Hill and you will see some brightly colored stairs to the right hand side, which is their Sunset Staircase project, which is one of their community art projects, and we're hoping to get them involved in a lot of other ways, but this was a great start. So we're excited for them. There's 9 members of our Fairhope Junior City Council, which they are selected each year from all high schools, not just necessarily for Fairhope, but it's open to any high school. So we are excited to have them on board and to get them involved in some community projects.
Sherry Sullivan, our mayor, of course, had said she wanted them to learn what it was really like. So doing a project like that where they had to have a budget and get council approval and perhaps have a deadline, etc., that was a great reality check and a good learning lesson for future leadership, you know?
That's right. That's right.
Very good. Paige, is there anything else that you'd like us to know?
One more thing I'll just make note of. We, at the James P. Nick Center, they're starting to open up programming down there. So we invite anybody that's in our senior community out there that if they want to get involved or renew their membership, y'all please come on down. Kim Ryland is our senior services manager down there. And
I met her recently, and I need to get her on the radio soon.
That's right. Yeah, absolutely. They're starting with aerobics classes 4 days a week. They've got Coffee with a Cop coming back and some of their small programming coming back. So they're excited to get things back up and going over there.
I know a lot of folks have missed it. The James P. Nick Center is our senior center here in Fairhope. I don't want to put you on the spot. Do you happen to know the fees?
$25 for a year membership.
If you're a Fairhope resident?
Correct.
And if you're not, it seems like maybe a little bit more.
I think there is a little bit more of a charge for outside of Fairhope.
But it's almost nothing, and it immediately plugs you in with a group of folks and activities, especially now as things are progressing.
Oh, absolutely.
A bit more.
Absolutely. So they're excited. I mean, I don't know where you can work out 4 days a week for $25 a year. I mean, I think it's a great deal.
It is.
Joni down there does, she packs it out. They have a great time down there doing low impact aerobics and Zumba. And like I said, we've got a men's coffee group, and they're bringing back Coffee with a Cop and some of our small programs down there. So they're excited. Cards will eventually come back. Right now we've got the Alabama Department of Senior Services kind of coming down with some regulations, so they aren't able to play card games quite yet, but we're hoping to open that up very soon.
Okay. Yeah, it's government red tape. All right. Thank you so much,
Paige. No problem. Thank you, Lori.
Paige Crawford is our Director of Community Affairs with the City of Fairhope.